Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design conference call for the first day of November, year 2020. I am Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is, here we go. We dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this call to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo Hebrew. Shumai to my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean. Cumri Ambith. We will take callers at different points in the program, so we do ask if you call in to keep your vocabulary suitable for a mixed audience, and try not to walk on top of other callers who may be on the call at the same time. We are in the question and answer mode, which means everybody that joins our call will be muted automatically until such time as you indicate you wish to speak, and then I will unmute you at the appropriate time. Our website is www.pastordan.net, and Pastor Dan is all together with no spaces, excuse me. And again, we do want to remind you to visit the website once in a while because email is becoming almost as bad as the major platforms such as Twitter and YouTube and Google, etc. Everything run by Jewish corporatocracy is trying to censor the free flow of information these days. So go to the website from time to time, check the Daily Mail page. I've changed the name where the information on joining the call. I used to have call schedule, but a suggestion was sent to me by a new listener that they weren't sure what that meant, so I changed it to Listen Live, since the instructions on how to join the call are there. And so now that page is called Listen Live, so it has instructions on how to join the call and the schedule for upcoming broadcasts. Pastor Bob Jones out in Nevada is going to be a guest in the near future. Monica Schaefer in Canada is also going to return in the very near future. And again, this is all if Yahweh wills it and allows us to go forward, because here in a few days, pretty much everything could change. That's why we entitled it, Here We Go. Benjamin Franklin said, "Freedom is not a gift bestowed on us by other men, but a right that belongs to us by the laws of God and nature." Hallelujah. Amen. And here's a quote out of the book called The Devil's Advocate, which was written by the lady Taylor Caldwell. "On the day when you again allow abominable men to confiscate your freedom, your money, your lives, your private property, your manhood, and your sacred honor in the name of, quote, security or, quote, national emergency, you will die, and never again shall you be free. If plotters again destroy your republic, they will do it by your greedy and ignorant assent, by your disregard of your neighbor's rights, by your apathy and your stupidity. We were brought to the brink of universal death and darkness because we had become that most contemptible of people, an angerless one. Keep alive and vivid all your righteous anger against traitors, against those who would abrogate your constitution, against those who would lead you to wars with false slogans and cunning appeals to your patriotism." Does it sound like our kakistocracies today, run by these miscreants and cretins running around in shoe leather? And people say, well, Dan, cretin, of course, means somebody with low intelligence, and a miscreant is somebody with no morals. That pretty much applies to everything in Washington, D.C., most of our state capitals, and probably quite a bit down to the county level. So the miscreants and the cretins have risen to power in this country because we do live in kakristocracies. Okay, remember what kakristocracy means. It's a government by the least qualified elements of your society. Remember that. The least qualified, the most corrupt. That's why we are no longer republics. We are no longer sovereign nations. We are kakistocracies run by an oligarchy of misfits and insane individuals, psychopaths. And all of this nonsense that says that any group of people is going to save us without our rising up, I'm sorry, but I just don't see it. Bubby says here, Pastor Dan, the audio is rough on my end. Maybe my setup being announcement was good, then audio scratchy. I don't see anybody else saying, Cigar Jimmy says audio is 5x5. Okay, excellent. So I guess it's at your end there, buddy. And it does happen. That is something that's going on as well here lately. I've noticed computers doing things that I've never seen them do before. Like in my case, just shutting itself off, putting up a message and then shutting itself off and rebooting without my having anything to say or do about it. Telephones, a couple times people have called me and said that they put in a number for somebody else and ended up getting me. So even whether this is intentional, I don't know. This could be glitches that they are purposely putting in the system so that you'll think when it finally goes down, it's just a natural happenstance. But it's all being done intentionally. Okay, with modern electronics and the reliability of semiconductors and all that stuff, there's no reason for all this stuff. Everything is kabuki theater today. I hope people understand it. It's all a show. Everybody's got a script. Everybody's playing their parts. Again, it's the image controlled by the beast. Okay, Cigar Jimmy says that his phones are still playing games on him, with him as well. So again, you just have to use common sense. Stop, take a deep breath, stop letting them play you, and do what the scriptures told us to do, and that is to stay strong in our faith. Stay strong in each other and our faith and our Heavenly Father, because those are the two things you can count on. Your neighbors, your associates, and our Father above. Okay, those are things that you can see, touch, taste, feel, and put your faith in those. Okay? Remember, Occam's razor and many other adages from the past. When things look confusing and out of sorts, the most pragmatic, the most sensible, the most rational is probably the truth. So as we take a look around, again, we're being told that there's, white hats doing this and that and everything. And of course, that would be nice. It'd be nice if the righteous would take a stand. In some places they are. I sent a video out about the restaurant owner out in California who has defied the Jewish Bolshevik Newsom and kept his restaurant open. In fact, I believe he's the one that put a sign up and said, you may not enter with a mask on. I found out in Wisconsin, the Supreme Court there has also declared the governor outside the bounds of the Constitution, much the same as the Supreme Court in Michigan, where the tranny, Jew, misfit, cretin governor that they have, Stretchin Gretchen, was way outside of her limits as well. But then again, these are communist Bolshevik mafioso. Okay, we've often talked about the book called The Red Mafia, How the Russian Mob Invaded the United States or America, okay, by Robert Friedman. Okay, excellent book. Whether he realized it or not, he nailed it, okay? And he paid for writing that book with his life. Okay, the mob warned him not to write the book, and he wrote it anyway and published it, and a short time later he was mysteriously dead. Okay, but Robert Friedman, in the book, and again, Robert Friedman is a Jew, and he said basically the Red Mafia, whenever you hear the Red Mafia or the Russian mob, those are euphemisms for the Jewish mob. Now, these are the words of Robert Friedman. They're not mine. And that's why they didn't want him to write the book, because as he describes how the mob took over in Russia, the Bolsheviks were Jews, and they were not ethnic Russians. And through terror and intrigue and assassination, they subdued a whole empire. And they were just a tiny handful, basically. But they were able to get away with it. But as the Russian people came back to their roots and their faith, the Bolsheviks decided that maybe they should go to greener pastures, and so they eyed the United States. So Robert Friedman documents the transition from especially the Ukraine, where their headquarters was, to Brighton Beach in New York with the help of senior rabbis and Jewish congressmen in the United States. They were able to get passports and visas, etc., to come here and eventually citizenship because of the criminal element within the ranks of the Jews here in America, and they set up shop in Brighton Beach, New York. Later on, they set up a second headquarters in Miami, Florida, and I'm sure by now they have a headquarters out west, probably either Reno or someplace like that out west. It's organized mob, okay? Now, a lot of people say, well, Dan, you're crazy. I said, well, take a look at the way your government functions. Does it function as a constitutional republic? It hasn't done that for quite some time, folks. Okay, so again, Occam's razor comes in. What makes sense? Well, as you read Mr. Friedman's book, you sit there and you go, wait a minute. He's describing how organized crime, which is Jewish, and as he said in his book, the Italian mob was choir boys compared to the Jewish mob. And I know people that were in the Italian mob, and he's right. They had rules of decorum, and they had some features that made them actually somewhat honorable, as long as you didn't do them wrong. Whereas the Jewish mob, is, according to Friedman, is terroristic in nature, murderous, and they love to terrorize and butcher. And if you do them wrong, they not only take out the offender, they'll take out his whole family. Okay, does that sound familiar to you? Look at the government, what they did in Waco and to Randy Weaver's family in Idaho, etc., etc. Oklahoma City, New York on 9/11. Okay, these are all acts of terror where innocent people's blood was spilt and they don't give a damn. Okay, remember when 9/11 happened, the World Trade Center had a floor that was owned by the Israelis. On the day of 9/11, it was empty. Empty. But of course, the Israelis didn't know anything about that, right? Larry Silverstein used to have, I think it was breakfast or lunch at the top of the World Trade Center. I think it was breakfast every morning, except on 9/11. All right. But they didn't know anything was going to happen. That's just coincidence. Okay, so as you look at our government and you look at how many of these crime figures have positions of power within your government, is there any wonder that it operates like a mob? It doesn't give a damn about your Constitution. It sure as hell doesn't give a damn about your Bible. And it doesn't give a damn about your race. Okay, America was founded by white Western European men. Okay, that's a fact. That's a fact. It may not be politically correct as the Jews try to take down this constitutional republic and turn us into slaves of a Bolshevik world order, okay? But that's a fact. And as they have come to power, they have undermined everything our founding fathers put in place to retain our character, retain our sovereignty, retain our nobility. And it all started in the early 1900s is when it really ramped up with Woodrow Wilson caving in to the pressure by the Zionists in the creation of the Federal Reserve, the IRS, and Social Security. Okay? They took and undermined our Christian republic. And then it continued until 1965 when Jacob Javits, a senior senator, a Jew, organized the undermining of our country further by decimating our immigration policy. And he put the face of Teddy Kennedy, who was totally compromised and a piece of shit, on the face of the bill and had him presented as if it was a Anglo that wanted this legislation, when, like most legislation, it was written, promoted, and paid for by Jews. All right? And you take a look at the people surrounding Trump, about two-thirds of all the people in powerful positions around Trump are all kikes. Okay? You look at the faces of the people committing the worst atrocities in our nation, such as Epstein, Weinstein, AOC, Pelosi, Boxer, Schumer, Feinstein, on and on and on and on. Okay? Stroke and Page, Comey, Clapper, Brennan, all the rest of them. And what are they? They're all communist Jews. All of them. They either have Jewish blood in them or they got Jewish shekels in their pockets. But most of them actually have Jewish blood in them, including AOC by her own admission. Okay? So that's why they behave the way they do. Our problem stems from having blinders on that we think everything in shoe leather is our brother. Okay? Now, this is the fault of the modern church that teaches this nonsense. When, if we would study Greek like our ancestors did in the 1600s, okay, if you wanted to be a preacher in America in the 1600s, you would go to seminaries such as William and Mary College, Harvard, Yale, all the rest of them. They were seminaries because the law was God's law. Okay, until Jews took over, they taught biblical law because that is the law. And to be a preacher, you had to know the law, you had to know the scriptures. They're one and the same, synonymous terms. And so in order to study properly, William and Mary College required the freshman class coming in to be preachers. They had to learn how to read, write, speak, and debate in Koine Greek, which means common Greek or street Greek, because that's the dialect of Greek that the scriptures were written in. Koine, which is Greek for common. So Koine Greek was learned by the preachers. Now, you might ask yourself, why? Well, let's take a look here. Let's see. The only most reliable scriptures that we have from antiquity for the Old Testament is the Septuagint. Septuagint. Septuagint is Greek, meaning the 70. Because 70 scholars got together and took the original Aramaic Hebrew and translated them into the Greek of that day. So we have the Septuagint in Greek, and then, of course, we have the New Testament writings, which at the time, most of the manuscripts for that were in Greek. Maybe that's why they had to learn how to speak Greek. The other reason was so that we could not be deceived, as in the case of the modern-day church telling you that everybody in shoe leather is your brother. That's funny. That's not what the writers of Scripture said. It's not what they That's not what they penned in the Greek language. When they used the Greek term adelphos for the word that we put brother. Adelphos. Okay, that's a compound word, a meaning from, delphos meaning the womb. Now, why do you think the Greeks used the word adelphos when they referred to their kinfolk? Right, because they came from the same womb, the womb of a white person, an Aryan person. Okay, where did the scriptures go when they first went out? Where did the disciples go? They went to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Jacob, Israel, the man, his descendants, the 12 tribes. They didn't go to Australia. They didn't go to the outback regions of Africa, the dark continent. They didn't go into Asia. They went where the white man was. Now, why do you think that is? If everything in shoe leather is my brother, why the hell did they only go where white people were? Why did they only write and speak in the languages of the white race? Somebody answer that for me, because a lot of people said, well, Dan, everybody is the same. There's only one race on this earth. It's the human race, Dan. That's what they taught us in school. Yeah, the same schools where the Jews write and approve the manuals and texts used by the teachers. Oh, I see. Right, only one race. And yet, when you take medical training classes, which many of my family members are in the medical profession, and I've been to training classes in naturopathy, it's funny because racial differences are very apparent when you start talking about skeletal differences, other physiological differences, and the fact that most medications have prohibitions about what race should take the drug and or what dose that race should take because they have different effects on different races. But we're all the same. We're all the same. In fact, the Smithsonian Institute used to have the skeletons of the major racial groups hanging next to each other so you could see it. But, you know, that sort of disappeared as the Jewish communist takeover started because, as my buddy Larry, who visited the Smithsonian with his father back in the late 50s or early 60s, he saw the skeletons. But they took them down. Why is that? Because, see, they want you to believe this nonsense. There's only one race, mankind, okay? So we'll become this race-mixed conglomeration. Because Yahweh's word is very, very clear, especially in the Greek language, that you are not to mongrelize anything. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of my people, I'm ashamed of you. I'm ashamed of you. The scripture very, very clearly says, oik mukesus in the Greek language, oik means don't, do not, negative, don't do it. Ukmakesus, do not mongrelize. And guess what we do? We have hybrid seeds, violation of his law. We have hybrid plants where we think we're smart. We're going to put a tomato and blend it in with a lemon tree or some other vine. And we think we're so clever. That's a violation of God's law, folks. Violation of God's law. Isn't it funny how hybrid plants do not produce seeds? Who would want such a thing? Whoa, I don't want to eat grapes and have to spit the seeds out. So you're going to violate God's law because you're too goddamn lazy to spit out a seed. Is that it? Is that what you're telling me? So you're going to eat this hybrid that has far less nutrition because you're too frickin' lazy to spit out a seed. And you wonder why we're in the shape we're in. We're not supposed to hybridize our cats and dogs and horses and our cattle. And we do it all the time, thinking we're smarter than God. And we wonder why the cattle have problems. I know one rancher told me one time, he's got to be careful when the bull mounts the cows in his herd, because a lot of times the cows, he'll break their backs. Now think about that. The bull is going to mount the heifer, and he breaks the heifer's back. Why? Because the hybrid's bones are not dense enough and large enough. But we still do it. We still think we're smarter than him. So if we're not supposed to hybridize our seeds, our plants, our crops, our animals, would somebody please explain to me why then it's okay to allow your children to interracially mix? Somebody want to explain that to me? Okay, he cares about the plants. He cares about the animal kingdom. And the animals, when they're left alone, they obey that. Okay, you watch the animals out there, they obey that law. When mankind is kept out of the equation, because we're the ones that F everything up. We really do. We are atrocious in the things that we do. We're atrocious. So you watch the Animal Kingdom. I grew up on a farm. I spent a lot of time outdoors because we didn't have all this electronic nonsense. Praise Yahweh that I grew up in the 50s and 60s. So we spent a lot of time outdoors watching animals in nature, and animals pretty much obey the laws of God in nature. They don't do that. You don't see homosexuality amongst the animal kingdom. You don't see interspecies and Genesis mating between the different animals. They don't do it. And every now and then people say, well, Dan, I saw two dogs out there. They were, well, okay, there's an exception here and there, but that just proves the rule. The fact that it's an exception. That doesn't change the rule. Generally speaking, they'll stay amongst their own kind, just like the birds. You watch birds. My dad tried to tell me one time, well, Dan, and somebody used this argument with me here recently, too. Well, Dan, it seems to me that if God didn't want us to do that, then they wouldn't be able to produce offspring. And he was talking about black and white getting together. I said, well, Dad, I'll believe that when you show me a robin mating with a sparrow. Okay, they're both birds. They've got the same equipment. But you never see a robin mating with a sparrow. Or a blue jay with a crow. You don't see it. Why? Because they got enough sense. Okay, when you hybridize things, you dilute it. As any organic farmer will tell you, and anybody in natural health will tell you, when you hybridize, you weaken the originals. The hybridized item will be weakened. Okay? I remember an instructor telling us one day, if you take this organic tomato, and he held up a nice, big, ripe, organic tomato, he said, now you've got to eat 7 of these hybrid tomatoes to get the nutrition in this one organic tomato. You wonder why everybody's 50 to 80 pounds overweight? Because your body's not stupid. Your body knows when it has the minerals and vitamins it needs, and if it doesn't get them, it'll keep the hunger mechanism turned on. Okay? That's just the way it is, folks. Just the way it is. Common sense, but it isn't common too much anymore. So here we go, because now we've reached November, and everybody's been talking about that. And hallelujah for those of us down here in Florida. November marks the time we can sort of take a breather and not worry too much about tornadoes and hurricanes and such. The weather gets actually quite pleasant down here at this time of year. It's going to be a little bit rough for the folks up north, I have a feeling. Okay? Could be a cold, dark winter. At least that's what your masters in the Zio communist Bolshevik takeover are telling you. Could be a rough winter. So we've reached November, and as we've said, this will be the time that tells us who Donald Trump really is. Let me see. I got a note here real quick. I'm going to see. Oh, okay. Oh, Jimmy just corrected me. He says, it looks like we have a spinner out here and we have to keep an eye on. It might hit the West Coast. Well, it's possible, I guess, because there's also geoengineering going on. So it's not like everything's totally natural right now anyway. So I guess we'll keep an eye out on that. So we've reached, again, November, and we're still dealing with this scamdemic because, again, it's a Bolshevik communist takeover hiding behind a medical martial law system. Okay? It's nothing short of that, folks. And again, I sent some emails out recommending some books to read. One of them is Red Mafia, How the Russian Mob Invaded the United States, and also On Resistance to Evil with Force. I'm going to highly recommend that book. It was written in 1925 by Ivan Illin, I-L-Y, I-N, Ilyin. And Mr. Ilyin, who had great influence over Alexander Solzhenitsyn, was a white Russian. And he wrote the book to encourage the white Russian army that was in civil war against the Bolshevik Red Army. A lot of people don't know that because we don't study history anymore, but there was a civil war after the Bolsheviks took over. Actually, it was the provisional government after the abdication of the Tsar that was in power for a little less than a year, and then the Bolsheviks took over, but they were all in collusion with one another. But the white Russian army was loyal to the Tsar and to the monarchy and the Orthodox faith of the Russian people. And when they called it the white Russian army, because it was white, it was Anglo-Saxon, it was Aryan. The Russian people are Aryan people. Ethnic Russians are Aryan people. The Red Russians, the Bolsheviks, and the traitors amongst the white race, they were called Reds because Edom Esau in the Bible is the word for red. Edom and Esau are red. Red. Red has always been identified with terror and antichrist behavior. Red. Red. So the Red Terror of Russia, the Red Russian Bolsheviks, the white Russian army was fighting them. So Mr. Ilyin wrote this book letting them know that evil must be resisted by force. And that includes by Christians. This pacifism in the Christian church is antithetical to the teachings of Christ and the prophets. Okay, that is bullshit. Total bullshit. That we're to stand by and allow these Bolsheviks to run roughshod over our nation and our people is 100% treason to God and our people. Any preacher that's preaching pacifism is an antichrist. He's actually aiding and abetting treason in our land. So, again, this book on resistance to evil by force is a must read. I just got my copy a few days ago. I've been pouring into it. It's an excellent translation of the original Russian. And it gives you a renewed, not only it gives you the sense that we have a right to righteous indignation. And our founding fathers knew that. And Christ himself had righteous indignation, such as the day he beat the Jewish money changers out of the temple. Okay, that was righteous indignation. That is part of who we are. To deny that is to deny who you are. And a lot of the propaganda and the misinformation today is to get us to subdue our righteous indignation so that the Bolsheviks can take over. Okay, back 100 years ago when they took over Russia, they used blackmail, threats, terror, and bribery to accomplish their goals. They've changed their tactics slightly, and now they're trying to use subterfuge and a scandemic to hide the implementation of martial law and bringing about a Bolshevik takeover of this world. They are not stopping at one country. They're pressing hard for the United States because there's still a lot of rebels. And they're armed in the United States. Okay? That is something they're not used to dealing with. Because you got to remember, Bolsheviks are cowards. Bolsheviks are always cowards. And that doesn't mean you can't get a few white guys to be deceived by their rhetoric to do their fighting for them. But the Bolsheviks themselves are utter and complete cowards. Okay? So they have to work in the dark. They have to get other people to do their bidding. Just like right now, who's implementing all of this martial law hiding behind a scandemic? Who's implementing it? Who's wearing those uniforms with badges on them? Jews? For the most part, no. Who's got the uniforms on trying to lock people down and enforce these draconian laws? Jews? No. Pretty much other Aryans, with a mixture of other people too, but primarily Aryans. So they like doing that. They like getting the weaker elements and the less intelligent of our people to do their bidding. Why do you think they invaded the schoolhouses, as Elizabeth Dilling and Charlotte Iserbeit wrote in their books about the Soviets invading the classroom? Why do you think they did that? Why do you think the Bolsheviks paid off congressmen to allow legislation to alter the education process to where we no longer taught patriotism, we no longer taught real history, and set the people up to believe that the government is all-powerful? Because their plan was to take over the government. Why else would you make the government all-powerful unless you planned on taking it over? And that's pretty much what they've done. And they've used your tax dollars to do it. So in 1945, the victory tax was added. The income tax came in there. For the victory tax anyway, the income tax used to be collected once a year up until World War II. And then they started taking it out weekly out of the paycheck to support the war. You're a real patriot, aren't you? You want to do your fair share and support us with your income tax on a weekly basis now, don't you? Oh, don't worry. We have a sunshine law that when the war is over, it'll go back to once a year. Well, guess what? Once the camel's nose is under the tent, forget it. Okay, so you've been stuck with it ever since. The income tax is unconstitutional as it is being applied today. Okay, your wages are not income. And even if it were, the only time the government has a right to lay a direct tax on you is when it's done by apportionment. Apportionment. Oh, you don't know what that means. Apportionment means that every single person pays the exact same amount. All right? So if you have 10 million people in your country that are, quote, taxpayers, and you have a bill for running the government, then you divide it by 10 million and each person pays their fair share. There is no such nonsensical bullshit as filling out forms, looking at tables, figuring out your brackets. The founding fathers said no. If you ever directly tax the people, it must be by apportionment only, which means it must be administered exactly the way a sales tax is administered. Do you go into a store and fill out a bunch of papers and determine a bracket to see how much sales tax you pay? Of course not. That's stupid. Well, that's a direct tax, and it has to be by apportionment, meaning everybody pays the same. The poor, the middle class, and the rich pay the same. That's just the way it is. Taxes are not meant to steal from one group and give to another. That's called legal plunder, according to, I can't think of his name now, who wrote the book Legal Plunder, The Law, by, his name's escaping me. The Law. Somebody help me out there. You've read the book, I'm sure. I read it many, many years ago. Actually, it's a very good treatise on when the government becomes a thief and uses legal de facto law to steal from you. Okay, that's basically what legal plunder is. And anyway, somebody can do a Google search on that for me and find out The Law. And jog my memory for me, please. Okay. I used to have that memorized to call it back to recall, instant recall, for decades. In fact, Dr. D. James Kennedy, that ran Coral Ridge Ministries, used to offer the book called The Law from his ministry. He gave it out free. It's just a little book. It doesn't take very long to read it. And it was written about the time of the French Revolution. And the very beginning of the book, it's amazing, as you're reading it, you're thinking he's talking about the United States of America in the current time. But he was actually writing about what was going on in France. Frederick Bastiat. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's exactly right. Frederick Bastiat, a Frenchman. But he was actually writing about what was going on in France just prior to the French Revolution. So it's a very good learning primer for those folks that came through the public school system where you don't learn anything of value. Not anymore. It's basically an indoctrination center to set you up to be a good old Bolshevik communist slave in the system that's coming. So we're here, okay? We're here at November. As I've told people for a long time, something big is going to happen. There's no doubt about that. Who in his right mind doesn't know that? Okay, so exciting times and scary times at the same time. Yahshua told us, will I find faith upon the earth when I return? Well, now's the time he's going to find out. How much faith do you really have? And we're going to find out who the real characters are that have been feeding these lines of bullshit for years now about all the good things they're trying to do behind the scenes. Well, now it's time to put up or shut up. Between now and the end of the year, you're going to find out. You're going to find out. And like a good Boy Scout, I'm telling everybody to be ready for anything at this point. Make sure your homes are little castles where you have your provisions held within and you have a means to defend yourself and you know who the neighbors are around you that you can trust. Okay? Know who you can trust. Because this thing could go almost any direction. And also, we cannot count on being able to communicate with each other. There's a very real possibility that the Bolsheviks at some point will shut down our forms of communication. When that happens, the war is on. Let me be very clear about that. If all of a sudden I'm plunged into darkness with no form of communication through the normal channels with my brothers and sisters, I will do what a sensible person would do, and I will assume the worst, and I will prepare to defend myself and my property and my loved ones. Because to me, until I get proven otherwise, this is the Bolsheviks making their move. That's all you can take it as. Because we have no evidence of anything else going on. No evidence. We have a lot of talk. A lot of people saying all this stuff's going on. But the stuff that you can taste, see, touch, feel, your senses can pick up on, your radar can actually zero in on, those things tell me it's the Bolsheviks advancing without any hindrance whatsoever. And so going into the dark would mean to me that they have actually made their move. They're making their move, and now's when we find out who the real men are. We find out who's been true and who has not. Again, exciting times and scary times. Now, Yahshua told us, when you see these things happening, you can go back and read them for yourself. I'm not going to go take the time to do that right now. Anybody familiar with their scriptures should know where you can find those descriptions of the end times. When you see all these things happening at the same time, look up and know your redemption is near. Because quite frankly, folks, if Father Yahweh does not intervene on our behalf, our ass is grass. Okay, because we don't get together for anything. We don't organize. We don't get together. We don't share. We don't have brotherhood. We're all little islands unto ourselves because well, your philosophy is different than mine, your theology is different than mine, your dress code is different than mine, your hairstyle is different than mine, blah, 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 blah. We've got 1,000 reasons why we won't get back together as a family. 1,000 reasons. It's almost like we have a death wish. We have a death wish, the white race does. It's got a death wish. And the sad part of it is, this is going to hurt the other races, because who do you think brought civilization to the world? Who's lifted up all of the other races with our advancements? Okay? Now be honest. Be honest. And if you're having trouble figuring that out, go get a book called Human Accomplishment by Charles Murray. Human Accomplishment. It's a big, thick book, and it's a bit cumbersome to go through, but he's listed in there the accomplishments from a certain year to a certain year. I don't have that memorized. It's a couple hundred year period. All the accomplishments. And as you're reading down through the accomplishments, notice that the vast, vast majority are accomplishments by the white race. And I'm not talking about Jews. I'm talking about white people. Jews and whites are not the same people. And that's by the Jews' own admission, by the way. Okay, that's not Dan talking, that's Jews. And if you need the documentation, email me, I'll be glad to send it to you. I'll put you in the right spot if you can't search it out for yourself. But the Jews themselves will tell you, we're not white. It's wrong to call a Jew white or a white a Jew. They're not racially the same people. Even though there's white people that call themselves Jews because they're into Talmudism and they study the Talmud and practice Jewish religion. Okay, well, okay, so religiously they're Jews, or we should call them Talmudists. Okay, so there are white people who are Talmudists, but they're still white people. They can come out of that. They can repent of the devil's religion and come back to the Father like the prodigal son and come back into the family. But they got to repent. They better do it quick, because this is getting close to go time here, folks. I hope you can see that. There's so much going on. It's unbelievable. I took a few notes here just to cover. And again, the phone lines will be open shortly. If anybody does have anything they want to share with our brothers and sisters about these critical times. But you can see, I think it was Del Bigtree was on a conference call that was videotaped and made public with a lot of other very interesting individuals around the world. But he said, he pointed out that there was a map of all the hotspots. Hotspots being where the communists are making their move against the peoples of this world. And you know what was ironic? Almost every industrialized nation is in upheaval right now, except China. Yeah, that's right. The so-called birthplace of this terrible, terrible bug, coronavirus. Well, wait a minute, Dan, that's the flu. No, it's coronavirus. Yeah, right. That's just another name for the flu. Oh, no, Dan, this is different. This is deadly. Well, wait a minute. It's the flu. Go read your medical. No, Dan, you just don't understand. So where this so-called deadly flu originated, they're pretty much back to normal. They're producing tanks and trucks and bullets. Wonder what they're getting ready for. They're producing soldiers and ships and all kinds of stuff. Jeez. While the rest of the world's locked down. My spidey senses are telling me something's not right. You know, I remember 20-some years ago, almost 25 years ago, I was at a gathering. And there were some of the Michigan militia there, and there were believers and identity people, and I had a map of the world, and I said, you know, it's kind of funny that our Congress, our traitors within government, have allowed the Chinese ports of entry on the east and west coasts of the United States. This was 25 years ago. And there were 5 ports of entry on the eastern side of the United States. There were 5 ports of entry on the western side of the United States. And there was 1 port of entry on the east and west coast of Canada. 1 each. It was about that same time that we gave control of the Panama Canal to the Chinese. Interesting. Interesting. So North America is surrounded. Ports of entry. It was about that same time a friend of mine who had just started listening to By Yahweh's Design had flown a plane from South Florida over the Bahamas. And he witnessed the largest deep sea shipping port being built in the Bahamas by the Chinese Communist government. Funny how that did not make the regular news. So, 80 miles off our coast, the Chinese had built one of the largest deep sea ports ever. And nobody seemed to think that was a problem. We have the Chinese controlling the Panama Canal. Where do our battleships and all go from the Pacific arena to the Atlantic? Oh, through the Panama Canal. No problem there with the Chi-Coms controlling that. Ports of entry coming into our country on the east and west coast. In fact, I remember when there was a big shitstorm over Long Beach, California, when the Chi-Coms tried to purchase the port at Long Beach, which is a large port, by the way. And the Patriots rose up and stopped it. But they were attempting to purchase it outright. And so they couldn't do it back then, 25 years ago, but because of your Congress critters, your traitors, your Chi-Coms hiding out as Americans in our governments, they got us into debt by shipping our businesses over to primarily places like India and China. And so we became a debtor nation for the first time in the world. Well, what does the Bible say about debtors? You're a slave to the lender. So now the lender didn't give a damn whether you sold it to him outright because you're in debt to him financially, thanks to your traitors in government. I told you folks, government, all government are beasts. Okay? They're beasts. The Bible calls them beasts because they act and behave just like a wild animal. You think it's an accident that they call them beasts? No, it's not an accident. So we've got Chi-Coms, east and west coast, Canada and China, controlling the Panama Canal at our southern side. And they're buying up real estate and government positions within the United States. No problem. No problem. Oh, let's see. How many of our white Anglo-Saxon Christian men are part of the communist Chinese regime? That's funny. We're not represented over there at all. But it's okay that all these enemies of ours are in our government. Okay. Just thought I'd bring that to your attention because we have short attention spans in this country. And I'm blessed with the Father, by the Father giving me a memory that goes back decades. And pertinent things like that, I don't forget too easily because they make a very strong impression upon me when I learn of those things. My antenna go up immediately and I am aghast why military and government officials are not concerned about the same thing I'm concerned about. Makes you wonder. I'll get to you in here in just a second, Jimmy. I got notes flying in here left and right. Holy cow. We have quite an audience with us tonight. We've surpassed the 200 mark by quite a few. 225, actually. So welcome, everybody. Jimmy, I'll get you in a sec. We're heading into the final battle, good versus evil. Okay, in case you haven't figured that part of it out, good versus evil. righteous versus unrighteous, believers versus unbelievers, the lambs of the living God against the goats. You can call it whatever you want. The wheat versus the tares, the wheat versus the chaff. There is no fence any longer to sit on, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of people, I've had them over the years, well, Dan, I don't believe in that there Bible stuff, you know, and I think I'm a pretty good person, so I'm just not going to worry about it. Well, your time of sitting on the fence and being apathetic are over. As our Christ told us when he walked this earth, you're either for me or against me, even though the piece of shit George Bush Sr. tried to steal Yahshua's words when he tried to say you're either for me, meaning the communist takeover of the world, the satanic pedophile that I am, or you're against me. Well, these satanics do believe that you're either for them or against them, but they stole that from our Savior. Also want to remind you that you should at this time, no matter how scary and all it looks, you need to keep these verses close to the heart. For the believers out there, you want Psalm 149, which is our right to defend ourselves and apply force to evil. Psalm 91, which is also a defensive permission, as well as reminder that he watches over his children. If we decide to do the right thing and rise up and take these communists down and destroy them, every single one of them, he will be there with us. Psalm 23 is a comforting psalm. He leadeth me to lie beside still waters. He is our shepherd. And then Psalm 83, for the contempt of the righteous to the wicked. Remember those, okay? And again, I'm going to highly recommend you get this book, especially if you got a bunch of pacifists around your house, to read Resistance to Evil by Force by Ivan Ilyin, I-L-Y-I-N, Ilyin. On Resistance to Evil by Force. The second book I would highly recommend, because it's amazing, is I'm reading through this compilation by Dr. Thomas Dalton, PhD. He's taking the two volumes of Mein Kampf, and he has compiled it down in modern English to carry the essentials. And that's why the book's called The Essential Mein Kampf. Now, why is that important? Because in the original writings, Adolf Hitler was in prison, so he had plenty of time to write. He sort of gets verbose about certain things that we don't really need at this time. So Dr. Dalton took his premises and boiled them down to their essence and put it in modern terms where you can understand it. It is an excellent read. And as I'm going through the book, I'm amazed at how the similarities to what the German people faced back in the 1920s and 30s are to what we're facing right now. So this is go time, folks. You better be prayed up with our Father. You better have a real relationship with the Creator at this time. If you don't, shame on you. Shame on you, because it says in Scripture, he sticks closer than a friend. You don't have any friends, folks, that are stronger than our Father in heaven. You don't. You don't have any protection stronger than our Father in heaven. You don't. I don't care how many guns and bullets you have. If you don't have him on your side, you're pretty much alone. And we're fighting a force that has no morals, no scruples. They have no integrity, no character, no honesty, and no truth whatsoever. None. Just remember that. And for the people doing the work of the Antichrist, communist, Zionist pigs, let me remind you, Alexander Solzhenitsyn and even Ivan Ilyin talks about it in his book. The first people the Chai Coms will execute when the Jews tell them to do so The first people they'll execute are the people that help them come to power, because they don't trust you. Personally, I'm not going to shed a tear for you. You asked for it. But just remember, that's what happens. That's the outcome for those who aid and abet these murderous, barbaric bastards. Jimmy, welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning, Dan, and good morning, listeners. It is a kind of a beautiful morning here, although we have another cold front coming in. But, Dan, it's kind of like I was sitting here thinking back. You and I have actually met in person, and I'm thinking, what was that, a couple years now?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's kind of like we plan to go on this world cruise. And we are there. We are absolutely there. And I hope this isn't misreceived, but I say bring the rain. Let's get this done. Just to go down the list, you know, I keep notes when I call in, and I'll try to keep this one brief. But I'm not a big fan of TV, although I do run Fox in the background just to see what the enemy's up to and just to see what the general overall rhetoric is. And the advertising is just obscene. It's either two men or a black and a white, you know, there's one, we don't have to cook anymore, and, you know, it's always the mixed marriage. And there's one species of bird, I forget what it is, that birds don't intermix, but they're, I think a blue jay is like the tomcat in the forest, and a blue jay might get a hold of a mockingbird, or maybe it's a robin. But if in the event, and it's almost considered rape in our law, the mother will kill the eggs. Go look into that, folks. You know, and I just want to touch on that, but the big thing I wanted to mention is I have already began to pre-cook some food, some rice and some of those things. I've got my charcoal at the ready, my little Smokey Joe grills at the ready. I've been cleaning my guns up this morning. I reloaded my magazines. And I'm not inciting violence, but like you said, Dan, you cross my threshold on my property here, somebody is not going to go away happy. And I'm going to do my best to make sure that that's not me. This is, I guess my point is, you and I have been talking for 2 or 3 years now, and we never have really been on the cusp of this, but I really truly believe in a sober heart, mind, body, educated soul as a double degree engineer, that the coming days, and I'm not alone. Actually, you know, you guys are with me, but even in our Tampa Tribune here in Tampa, Florida, for the past couple days, big, big articles, and Dan, I'll email them to you in PDF, all the sheriff's office and all the city, St. Petersburg and Tampa City Police and Pasco, Pinellas, Hillsboro, in my general jurisdiction here, they're all over the place talking about how they're at the ready. Now, I was talking to my spook group, which are retired LEO, and they're also in agreement that, you know, we need to be ready for something. And I just wonder if maybe all this public announcement of them being at the ready isn't like a deterrent. In other words, if you're going to try something, you're gonna hit us, the wall. And there are sheriffs around the country that are deputizing posses like they did in Gunsmoke or in Bonanza today.
Yeah.
So I'm not here to scare anybody, but, you know, maybe pre-cook some food, because as I put in the chat room, you know, my background's in telecom and computer geek stuff for 35 years. But if they take or limit telecom the power grid, of course, that's huge, especially with some states being in the, you know, 30, 32 degrees, they need their heat. And I think if telecom is limited, they will keep it to where certain channels are online. And another thing, Dan, you know, I'm FCC licensed, and they are doing a daily test of the quote-unquote emergency broadcast system on Spectrum Cable here in Tampa, daily, and on cell phones. What does that tell you?
Mm.
What it used to be, once a month, once every 60 days, and the crawler has gotten big. They mute out your audio, and the audio is muted for 3 to 4 minutes. And again, I didn't mean to call it a ramble. I wanted to call and thank you for your shows, your time. I join when I can. But I'm at the ready, and I hope others are to the best you can. Dan, you nailed it when, you know, I've got a lot of troopers around this country that are like-minded like yourself, but there's nobody in my general jurisdiction. So it's me and God and my guns.
Yeah, we're islands. Many of us are islands, but here's what's going to happen, Jimmy. Many of the philosophers, and especially the Russians that lived through the Red Terror, they often talked about the fact that when conditions get that bad, it brings out, you see the worst of humanity, but you also see the best of humanity, because our people have become quite complacent, fat, dumb, and lazy, to be honest. And this is going to push the separation between the two camps even further. So the complacent, the low IQ, the sheep, they're going to go over by the wayside. They're probably going to take the vaccine, and they're going to die horrible deaths. However, the warriors are going to rise up on the other side. And our people are historically known for being quite clever. Once we get our anger, our righteous indignation is ignited, we become quite clever at how we can take out an enemy and how much resistance Amen. That we can provide. So you're being isolated right now for your own protection, Jimmy. That's my feeling and what the Holy Spirit's telling me. You are being watched. I think all of us are being watched by elements of the good guys that don't ever come out and show their face. They don't write emails. They don't do guest appearances. They just stay in the shadows. But they know damn well what's going on, and they're watching. I had a young man who actually was on the front page of Gung Ho magazine. And anybody that's out there with a military background, you pretty much know what Gung Ho was all about. He told me one time, a long time ago, Jimmy, he said, Dan, don't worry when the shit hits the fan. We've got lots of trigger pullers on our side. He goes, what we're looking for is leadership. He goes, that's what we need you older guys for. We need your stability. We need your wisdom. We need your leadership. We need you to take care of logistics. We got plenty of warriors to pull triggers. Plenty of them. And it was kind of interesting after he told me that Sergeant Stephen Barry with the Special Forces Underground and I were talking, and he said effectively the same thing. He said, we've got a lot of trigger pullers trained by the United States government to kill people in other lands, but that same training can be used to kill Chi-Coms and other communist traitors within our own borders. And a lot of guys go beyond the training they received in the military. They get special training from friends and associates, let's call them, into special ops. So this thing, when it goes hot, I think we're going to find we have friends in places we never dreamed of, Jimmy. That's what I'm trying to say. And what I was told a long time ago...
You're correct, sir.
Yeah. I was told a long time ago that the good guys are watching guys like you, Jimmy. They're watching. And believe it or not, the scriptures call them guardian angels. Guardian angels can take the form of supernatural beings, but they can also be people in shoe leather. And I believe that the good guys willing to take a stand and speak truth and honesty in this day and age are being watched by good guys in shoe leather with weapons at the ready. And so when the Chi-Coms with the enemies within our borders try to pull this thing off, I think these people are going to come out of the woodwork. And this thing's going to be quite unusual. Quite unusual, because all we see is what the enemy's doing. Every day we're being bombarded with propaganda about how we can't win. They've got the guns, they've got the drones, they've got weapons, they can see through walls and blah, 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 blah. Well, that's all part of a psyop to do what Sun Tzu said: when you're going to fight a war, you should go in and try to weaken your enemy. Well, these communists amongst us, they've studied the art of war as well, and they're using deception right now to try to weaken our resolve. So we should understand that they're using the electronic media, the images controlled by the beast, to weaken us and cause us to isolate and be fearful, when our Heavenly Father told us just the opposite. We never fear an enemy. We've got righteousness on our side. We've got karma on our side. We've got the Holy Spirit on our side. And even the scripture said that it's far better to be harmed for doing good than evil. So death comes to us all, one way or another. It's much better to be harmed or face your death trying to accomplish a righteous act than an unrighteous one. Because I got news for you, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen. And we're right there, Dan, not to interrupt, but, you know, we've all been talking, and I've got my, I call them the spook group, and they're mostly retired FBI and Secret Service. And I think you nailed it, because we spoke in length yesterday, and they basically said the same thing. Jimmy, you're our radar, our communications guy. And, you know, I don't know what we're going to have to work with, Dan. And you also made a very good thing. I've run this scenario through my head of heads and role-played this thing out for a long time. And I don't know. I don't know. But what I do know is that we're not full of shit. Because even the local law enforcement, and, you know, we also have buildings or businesses all over our fine country, Dallas, Houston. I've got people all over this country, all reporting, Chicago. Businesses are boarding up as we speak, okay? And with small business being broke right now, they're going the extra mile and spending the money on drill guns and screws and plywood and, you know, trying to protect the last bit of investment that they have. I mean, come on, people. And I'm not preaching to your listeners. In my opinion, the folks I'm used to seeing, Bubby and others, are awake and ready. I don't know. I mean, I've got all kinds of plans that are in, you know, simulation. But at the end of the day, if there's a flash mob, even on my land, I'm ready. And,
right.
You know, I don't want to do this. But it's here. It's here. It's like we've been planning a cruise trip, and we're all at the port. And we're all about to walk on the ship and get our picture taken and go grab a free cocktail. It's here.
Yeah.
Have we heard from any of our other friends that you and I used to keep in touch with? And you know who I'm talking about. Is he out there and about? Or?
Well, one of them, James, recently did an interview, but I tried to reach out to him and there was no response. So somehow we became persona non grata with the two individuals that you're talking about, and I'm not sure why. I have no idea what that's all about. Nobody ever contacted me and told me why. You did touch on something that's very significant, though. I interviewed a guy from the panhandle of Florida years ago. His name was Chuck Gerschleider. He's no longer here. He's working with the constitutional sheriffs up in Michigan, last time I heard. But we did a program called Deputize Him, and it was a program he had picked up when he was helping some significant folks out in the Midwest. And the Deputize Him plan, as Chuck explained it to us 3-4 years ago when we interviewed, was that the local sheriff has the power to deputize people. And the plan was that the good sheriffs would deputize the militia in their counties. And because of that, there are no gun laws that apply. Because once you're deputized and a deputy, you can open carry, conceal carry, you can have full auto, you can have pretty much anything you want. You're part of the sheriff's department. You're his posse. So under the Second Amendment, of course, we have that right anyway. Under the deputism plan, you have double protection. You have both the constitutional, the state constitution is another layer, and then behind that, you have the fact that you are a deputy of the sheriff. So you now can carry any way you want, anywhere you want. You can also arrest. Now, you can arrest as a citizen, but you have much more authority and much more power when you're part of a militia working with a sheriff to arrest people under his authority. So right now, the good sheriffs are being asked to work with the good militia and deputize these men, make them part of your department, part of your posse, and also work with the local pastors, the real pastors, not these seminary-taught quacks and charlatans that are part of the clergy response team, which means they're traitors to their congregations, but the real pastors, the ones that have a calling that comes straight from God Almighty. And those three legs make a very powerful local defense force. The sheriff,
indeed,
with the pastor, and the local militia. And we all of us men who are able to carry and shoulder arms are militiamen. Per the Constitution, we're all part of the militia. And so hopefully that's happening. From what I'm hearing, that's happening now, and it's going to happen a lot in the very near future. Now, God gave us the right to defend our lives and our property and our loved ones anyway, no matter what anybody else does. But as the sheriffs and pastors come together and link up with the militias, that'll become much, much more powerful, and it will also help keep law and order in our counties and at the local city level, parish level. So those kind of things is what I see happening in the very near future. But I agree with you, Jimmy. I think this is go time. We've talked about it for decades now. We knew that this was going to happen, that the communists were never going to go away, and that they have risen to power to where they think they can pull this thing off. So this is the great final children of light versus children of darkness. Back to you.
It's the final countdown, and, you know, here's the other thing, Dan, and I've been watching very carefully because their time is limited as well, and if they're going to pull something big, they would have done it Friday or yesterday or today or even maybe tomorrow to offset Tuesday happening, or Tuesday is going to come down and there's going to be all these contested events, and the pain is going to be prolonged for days or weeks thereafter. You know, where I'm sitting here thinking Tuesday is, you know, going to be a determining factor. But I see, and I'll say the Democrats, just for lack of a better definition, I think that they are ready to pull the trigger, but they're also pussies. They're also gun-shy. And I would bet you every ounce of worth and rice and gunpowder I have that as we have this meeting today, they're also having meetings and plotting and scheming on what they can do. And the good news about the coronavirus and the lockdowns and all the shenanigans going on is a lot of people had the time to awaken. The other thing is, you know, to shift kind of gears, this Biden laptop, we have enough to arrest him. We had enough to arrest him a year ago over this, him and all the others involved, to include Obama and Kerry, and the list is long. I won't recite it. But what are we waiting for there? See, that gets me. If I go out and rob a bank right now with all the cameras and everything else, I'd have the FBI at my tail. Why? See, this should be an eye-opener for people is what I'm trying to say. These people are so guilty of things that are right in front of our faces. God knows what else there is to uncover. But why haven't we arrested Joe and Jim Biden and Hunter Biden? Why are not they in handcuffs? And, of course, you know, the Hillary piece of juicy fruit gum is so worn out. I spit it out a long time ago. But why are we letting a treasonous, felonious person continue to run for office? And I just wonder if they do grab Biden, they move Harris into place, Harris is going to pick who? Michelle Obama or Hillary Clinton or maybe even Nancy Pelosi? And Harris has got enough dirt that we could arrest her as well. And I know this could become a long conversation, but I think they're up to something that's going to blow our minds, Dan. And that doesn't preclude the violence in the street, because if Trump wins by a landslide, it's going to get crazy. If Biden wins, period, then the men of this country are going to say, all right, that's it. That's enough. It is full-on civil war. And I brushed up on my Abraham Lincoln history over the past couple weeks. And you know what? If you look back at what he had to deal with, it was almost verbatim to what's going on today. The press hated him. And, you know, he had backers, he had people, and they finally, you know, what did that evolve into? So it's going to be very interesting, like you said. It is exciting, and I think the reason I think it's exciting is, A, I'm ready, and B, we need this. We need this purge. And that's why I cannot stress to people enough. You know, if you're not out there and you don't want to be on the front lines, get your food, get your water, hunker in your homes, because there are a lot of us out there that are going to go fight this.
Yeah, amen. Yep. Well, it's that time, Jimmy, so we'll see how it all plays out. And again, we said from day one, this station was formed 21 years ago with the idea as being a platform for truth tellers, but also a platform for believers to come and share intel with one another. So we may go to a short nightly broadcast in the near future, or maybe every other night, something like that. We'll see how it plays out. But certainly, I'm extending an open invitation to the entire listening audience that if you have something to report or something that would benefit our brothers and sisters anywhere in this world, you contact me and we'll set up a broadcast, either a special time and date or during a regular broadcast, whatever. I'm totally flexible. I'm here for the long haul. This is a war that has to be won for my children and my grandchildren, and it was a promise I made to my Creator many, many years ago. So I'm here for the long haul, and I'm sure Jimmy feels the same way. So if you have anything out there, ladies and gentlemen, even if it's something in the area of health or homesteading or getting back to basics, you name it, anything that you need or feel led by the Spirit to share, don't hesitate. Contact me, and we'll set up a broadcast. Like I said, Monica Schaefer has come to my attention recently and asked about doing a special broadcast dealing with our faith, which I think is going to be a tremendous broadcast. Pastor Bob Jones out in Nevada, I've known him for a long, long time, He will add to our knowledge base, and he has many, many contacts, and he is going to come on in the very near future as well. So check out that Listen Live page on my website, PastorDan.net, from time to time, also the Daily Mail page, folks, because this could be a rock and roll session. Let's use the platform while we still have it. And if things go dark, don't forget about shortwave radio, ham radio, as some people call it. Don't forget about marine band radios. They reach out there quite a distance. Or even citizens band radios, the old CB radios. Now, here's the good thing about CB, and Jimmy, I think, can attest to this. Folks, CB radios were limited to 4 watts, sometimes 5, but typically 4 watts of energy coming off the antenna, which only gets you about roughly 15 miles out, okay? But when shit hits the fan, do you think anybody's going to come around measuring the power coming out of your antenna, okay? Many years ago, I bought a linear amplifier so that if shit hits the fan, guess what? My CB radio is going to get plugged into that amplifier, and I'm going to put the wattage wherever the hell I want to put it, as long as my antenna can handle
it. You're correct, Dan. Let me interrupt, because the FCC, and I've been FCC licensed for, 30-some years. And first of all, if you read the, I forget what part of the code it is, but under situations of duress or emergency, you're free to do whatever. Just like talking on certain, you know, you have to have a broadcaster's license to even be on shortwave. On certain, most all frequencies, there are some public that are like CB, but if there's a state of emergency, a lot of people have these little handheld Bofang radios, and they get out pretty impressively, you know, $35 handheld radio. So I wanted to solidify your comment. The FCC is not going to be looking for people broadcasting. I just urge people to be aware of the emergency and airport FAA channels. And
right.
You have even a Bofang or even a CB. Now, CB isn't able to tune into those frequencies. But, Dan, I am 100% behind you from a legal point of view and from a licensed FCC operator. Screw them, because it's a state of emergency. And, you know, the truckers used to call them beamers. Remember in the trucking days when CBs were
right. Big?
I had one on my Vega, and I was Bam Bam, and my girlfriend was Pebbles. Those were our handles. And they'd have the, I think they called them the beams or something. The other thing is, you know, you can get skip on a cloudy day, or you can skip across base stations, and I've got my base station fired up here in Tampa. And Dan, if you can find a base station down there in your neck of the woods, you can bounce up to me, and then I'm bouncing up to my good buddy up in Atlanta, and we will be able to have some communication. And I think telecom is going to leave some things open, mostly for emergency broadcast and mostly to keep the propaganda flowing. But CB radios, it's going to be like the old Morse code days. You know, if you can get a broadcast to me, and then I can get a broadcast to somebody else, and they can get a broadcast to somebody else, you know, it's like the old grapevine days of communications. But
right.
And again, I didn't mean to interrupt, but you're correct. All FCC regulations on power and licensing go out the window, but I will caution folks to stay off the EMS channels and stay off the FAA channels. We don't need to be talking on those. They need
No.
those for their purposes.
Right. And there's plenty of frequency bands to go to. You don't need to talk on top of police bands and fire and emergency
right.
rescue, etc. Stay the hell away from them, because that's common courtesy. Even back in the days when CB radios first came out, you didn't talk over people. And certain bands would be used by the truckers, but other bands would be used by local farmers or maybe search and rescue, whatever. And so you honor
well,
that
19
sort of thing.
Were, 19, Channel 19 was the truckers, and that was kind of fair game. Break 19, and break means, hey, I want to say something, but you don't interrupt. But Channel 9 on CB was like 911. You did not get on Channel 9 unless you had a distress situation. Remember that?
Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
And most of the manufacturers put a little symbol by Channel 9 to remind you of that.
It's red on, you know, I've got some little Motorola under dash, and I still have CBs, Dan.
Yep.
And I have them wired in. I've got a lot of acid glass mat batteries, and I've charged up and prepared this place better than I have for hurricanes. I'm ready. And I'm not kidding, man. Food, ammo is very, very, very hard to find. Did you see it was in our paper here on Friday? Walmart is putting firearms and ammunition back on their shelves.
Right.
And I'm thinking, well, day late and dollar short. And, you know, is it that they were going to put it back on their shelves so that when the Walmarts get looted that the bad guys have, you know, firearms? Most of these people aren't even trained. I'm not even sure they know how to load the damn things.
Well, that could be. I don't know. I'm trying to get my software package here because we got another caller, but my software package is... Everything on the computer lately in the last week has been acting strange, even my phone quite a bit. So I don't know what the hell they're up to.
Oh, same here. I was doing a live show. I had a conference call with the Spooks, and my transmission was choppy. And I've got 1 gig by 1 gig, 4 backbones in here. So, it wasn't that. And a lot of other streamers out there are reporting the same thing. So, and again, with my background and what you said earlier, with servers and semiconductors and fiber and even coax, there's absolutely no reason to hear the same thing from several people around this country. None. Zero. So they are practicing. They're listening, which I don't care. I'm not inciting violence. I'm not going to be the one to shoot a torpedo over the bow, but I am going to be the one to return fire. Period.
No, absolutely.
I will commit to that. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, we got...
I won't start the war, but I'm certainly going to finish it. But yeah.
We got Cody
from
New York.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
And I'll listen in if you want to keep me on, and I'll go to mute. But thanks for having me on. And you have my numbers. Keep in touch.
Yep.
And if you go live, I'm always by my email. I have I'm shut in for the next month as far as supplies and things. So I am at the watch and at the ready. And you need something from me, if it's in my pocket, brother, you got it.
All right, buddy. I appreciate it. Yahweh bless.
Yahweh bless.
All right, Cody, welcome to the programs.
How you doing? Having a... Been on in a while. I just had a day off today, so I figured I'd listen in. And I was just, I'd heard how he was talking about the ham radios and the CBs and the communication, which I think it's really vital. And I just want to reiterate that, you know, those little handheld Bofang radios are pretty invaluable. You know, they're cheap, and they do a pretty darn good job.
Yep, Bofang, I think, is, how do they spell it? It's kind of strange. It's what, B-O-E-F-A-N-G or something?
Yeah, and also if they decide to shut down the repeaters, you know, if you're like a ham radio operator, like he was saying, you can still communicate just with simplex, which means, you know, one radio to the next.
Right.
If you have to, if they do decide to, I don't know, if they, you know, obviously it's a, repeaters are electrical. I don't know if they shut them down or not, but so you can still do it that way.
Exactly. Well, that's the beauty. If people want to keep it simple, if they're not really ham radio guys and they're not techie, then they can go get a cheap Citizens Band radio. And if you get a base station type one or even a mobile, the coax connector on the back, you can run it into an amplifier and boost it up to, I've got an amplifier to go up to over, I think it's rated at 500 watts, which is pretty damn strong. Now, you don't have to go that far, but it's a big heavy-duty Heathkit amplifier I got at auction a long time ago. But you can buy little linear amps for your home or your car that go up to 20, 40, 50 watts, and that gets you to reach out quite a distance, especially under certain weather conditions. The point of it is that you have flexibility, and a citizen's band radio, you don't have to worry about walking over your local police and fire and the air traffic controllers and all that, because the citizen's band radio is already preset for the channels that are clear. So it keeps it quite simple. They're fairly cheap to buy, cheap to operate. It doesn't take much training to teach you how to boost up that wattage signal, and you can talk for quite a distance. And it gives us the ability to reach out and talk to each other, especially like in your home, and you've got family that have to go out, say, to the store or whatnot. Well, now your base station at your house, you don't have to go through the telephones, cell towers, or the internet. You can go directly radio signal to your loved ones in their cars. Talk about peace of mind, knowing that you can talk to your family 50, 60 miles away from home. You can still talk to them. Okay? Now,
Let me interject just two things, and I promise I'll go to mute. There's two antennas you want to look at that are very affordable. One is the old fiberglass whip that you see on the truckers' mirrors.
Yes.
And they're about $30, and they've already got the coax in, and they're ready to go into the amplifier. And the other one I want to have folks look into is called the Slim Jim. And a lot of guys use those in their attics. And they're high-gain, affordable antennas. And, again, I didn't mean to cut in and interrupt. I will go to mute. But you're right, sir. You can get an Amazon. You get an Amazon today and spend $100, and you'll have a rig that can get out 50, 60 miles with what I just recommended, and I yield.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jimmy. Good information. Go ahead, Cody.
No, that's all I wanted to pretty much say. I heard him talking about the ham radio, so I just thought I'd interject my own thought. So
okay, very good. Along with what Jimmy was talking about, are you picking up any information about local militias or sheriffs or whatnot or police departments that are aware that this is a communist insurgency and getting ready for it?
In my county, yes. I don't know about every county in the state, but I do know that, I mean, at least around here in my area, the ammunition, they're buying it up left and right. So I think, I think majority of the people know something's not right and something's not right. So there, and if you can find ammunition, you can find it in certain areas and stuff like that. You know, they are getting shipments in and stuff, but, I have been hearing through the grapevine that, our piece of shit governor wants to, kind of limit how much you can buy per month or something like that. Perhaps that might be coming down the pike
right
in the near future. I don't know. I haven't seen it yet, but they, as far, you know, for right now, I mean, if you can find it, you know, people are buying it up like crazy, and they're definitely arming themselves. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, people have to come to realize that these governors like Cuomo and Stretch and Gretchen and Newsom and Northam and all the rest of these Bolshevik Jew governors, we don't have to listen to them, okay? They've committed treason. They're also, they have also stepped beyond the bounds of the Constitution. So there's two grounds for just completely ignoring them, all right? And if anybody's enforcing their edicts, they are complicit with treason. Because these people are no longer legitimate governors. They're no longer legitimate even Americans. They are traitors. And people should start getting the mental acumen that they know that obeying these people is an act of treason. We need to stop doing that. They may be sitting in the mansion in the Capitol, but that doesn't make them legitimate governors. They have given up that. Any public servant who violates the oath of office and continues to operate under the color of law has committed treason. Okay? I think every military man I know out there knows what that means. If they have identified themselves as openly traitors to this country, they have put a great big target on themselves. And that's why I say very soon we're going to find out if we have any good military left in this country, because these people are very open about the fact that they're Bolsheviks and they mean to take over this land and subjugate our people to Marxist Bolshevik communism, which will be, anybody that doesn't know what that means, you need to read the works of Alexander Solzhenitsyn. Okay, and there's other authors as well, but he's very prolific in his writings. He lived through the terror, the Red Terror of Russia, and the gulags, and the rapes, and the torture, and the shootings, and the midnight raids. He lived through all that as a Russian. Okay, that's what's coming here. These people, look what they're doing under the guise of a pandemic that does not exist. Look what they're doing. What do you think will happen when they proclaim themselves to be the commissars in charge, and you have no constitution, you have no militia, you have no county sheriff, you have no weapons in your home? What do you think they'll do to you then? Wake up, people. Wake the hell up. Anyway, I'm probably going to close this one out here pretty quick. Cody, did you have any final comments?
Oh, nope, not at all. Like I said, just keep your powder dry and just keep your eyes open and listen.
Yeah, that's amen. It. Good advice. You take care up there, all right?
I'll do my best.
All right. Yahweh bless.
I'll be best.
Jimmy, any final comments before we close in prayer here, bud?
Just a real quick one. First of all, Dan, thanks for always having me on. I appreciate your time. I appreciate all the hard work you've done over the years. I've only been in this 13 years. You've been in it twice that. And I was just maybe interested to know what general jurisdiction Cody was in based upon the fact that he is hearing some of the same news, but that's okay. But let me just add this real quick and I'll sign off. What is the age-old adage where there's a gun behind every blade of grass? And that community is very disciplined and very much alert, but going to hold back. But if the scenario that you just spelled out happens, it's go time. And I pray to God it never gets there. But we get a Biden in there and a Bernie and a Buttigieg and, you know, the gay community and Harris. The men of this country are not going to put up with it, and I'm one of them. I'm sorry. I'm not going to bow down. And real quick, look at Biden's rallies. He's got little circles on the chairs you can sit in. That's compliance. The masks, it's a visible form of compliance.
Right.
I'm going to stop there. Dan, thanks for having me on. It's certainly, you know, I can get long-winded. You know where I'm at, and frankly, if it gets really tough where you're at, you know where I am here in Tampa, you come on up. Just get on the road and get past the checkpoints. You're always welcome here. If you need the safety of it, God bless you. Yahweh bless to all, and I'll be watching my email. And Dan, if you're going to do something special, you know, shoot me a phone call.
Okay.
And I'll jump on. All right, brother. God bless you. Thank you so much, Dan.
Yeah, take care, Jimmy. God will bless, buddy. Hi, right, ladies and gentlemen. Good reports. Good reports there, Cody and Jimmy. And that's part of what this is all about. We're sharing information of faith and of practicality, pragmatism. These are perilous times. We did hit the... looks like about 212 was the tally listening in, so that's a good size audience live, and we know, of course, there are going to be a lot more people listening to the downloads. So this information is getting out there, ladies and gentlemen. You're part of a nexus, a command center, that what we discuss here and what we put forth to the public about our Heavenly Father Yahweh and His law and how that actually affects what's going on in the world around us and the solutions it offers, it's reaching a lot of people, believe it or not. I know a lot of you sometimes get kind of worried. You have a bit of consternation. But now's not the time for that. We've been preparing for a very long time. You're part of His elect, the people listening in. You're part of the elect. And that means you're part of His avant-garde. You're part of His, what I like to call, His special forces. Okay, so you're going to be the ones that these poor souls that are just going to wake up all of a sudden, they're going to come to you for guidance, direction, help, and you have to be prepared for that. I like what Cody and Jim talked about as well, as far as the Citizens Band radios and ham radios or shortwave radios. Now, Citizens Band is part of the spectrum that's covered under ham radio. It's just one band. So you can get, and I believe it's the 11 meter band. You can also get 10 meter band radios, 6 meter band radios, 2 meter band radios. Of course, as the length of the band shrinks, the frequency it operates goes up. So you can get all kinds of different radios. There's lots of tutorials on YouTube and BitChute on how radios work. Yeah, they're very simple to operate, ladies and gentlemen. If you can use the general family service, GFS radios that you see in the stores, they're dirt cheap, the little handheld walkie-talkies, they operate the same way. They're just basically small shortwave radios. So if you can operate one of them, you can operate a ham radio, okay? The only thing that's different with the people with the license is you have to know about power levels, you have to know about what frequency you're operating on. But when you've got a little handheld radio, those frequencies are already dialed in. So you don't have to worry about that. The people that have to worry about that are the ones that can tune their transmitters to different frequencies, like mine. Okay, well, that's where Jimmy is talking about you don't want to walk on top of the local police department or the fire and rescue guys. Or if you're strong enough and near an airport, you don't want to talk on top of the people in the airplanes, okay? And that's just a small band. Those are small bands in a great big wide band of frequencies that you can operate in. So you got to remember that. And it does allow us in hard times, if nothing else, at the local level. If you've got local militia that are out on patrol, you want to be able to radio back and forth with each other and not rely on cell phones, not rely on line of sight, okay? The military uses it, well, then we should use it as well. We're militia. So you want to be able to talk to your loved ones if they're going to the store to pick up groceries or gas or maybe a son or daughter's visiting or whatever. And in these troubled times, having a backup way to communicate with each other is not a bad idea, especially if you're in some of these hot spots. And these radios right now, they're cheap. They're not that expensive. They're easy to operate. They only take a little bit of training, and you can be quite proficient, and it's not scary at all. It's just like weapons, okay? Years ago, I had a lot of ladies tell me, I'm afraid of weapons, and all you had to do is take them out one time and let them shoot a 38 caliber pistol, and all of a sudden they loved it because it's the fear. They never did it before, so they had a lot of perceived fears about shooting a weapon. Once you took them out and showed them how easy it was to load and shoot it, they became enthusiasts. They wanted one for themselves. See what I mean? Well, same thing with ham radios. It's not that scary. Get somebody that's a good teacher to take you out and show you how to use it, and you'll be amazed at how quickly you can become proficient in it. All right? So that being said, dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, we give you the praise, the glory, and honor. Thank you for this platform. Thank you for this time together. We thank you for the work that Cody's doing up there and keeping an eye on things, and also Jimmy with all of his fantastic work there out of Tampa, Clearwater. Good people working, reaching out. I've got family that are in touch with many sheriffs and law enforcement, and many of my associates are former intelligence agents or law enforcement, and we stay in touch with each other, and there's good people trying to do good things. It's unfortunate we don't see that, and our hearts sometimes get a little wearisome, Father, and we just ask that you'd pour out your Spirit. Take that Holy Spirit and imbue us with your strength, your courage, your wisdom, your integrity, your honesty, and your justice. You are all things that are good and true in this world, Father. You and you alone. That's why you are the one that we are to look to and to worship. None other. No man. Nothing made of stick and stones and mortar. No institutions of men usurp you. And the sooner we come to realize that, the sooner that you will end this nightmare and you will raise up that Ezekiel 37 army. And my personal opinion, Father, I don't think we're far from that. And I sure pray that you will raise that army up very soon, a righteous army who's not doing it for political gain and political purposes, not doing it for financial gain for corporatocracies. It's doing it because it's righteous indignation about the criminals and what they have done to our families and to our boys in the military and girls, what they've done to our economies, what they've done to this poor earth. It's time to put an end to that. So, Father Yahweh, lift us up in your mercy. And again, give us the strength that comes from on high. Let us be representatives of you upon this earth. Let others see a vision of you as we speak and go about in our daily walk. And we pray for your coming to be soon to take that throne that you and you alone are worthy to sit upon and rule over us as you once did many, many years ago. Be our King and be our Father. Be our Creator and help us to vanquish the wicked and to avenge the innocent blood that has been shed upon this earth. Protect us from our enemies, Father, and forgive us our sins. We ask all this in Yahweh's precious name. Hallelujah.